Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Bet. About to take a look at the second Mishnah of this, the ninth Perek, about Pesach Sheni, which is defined as being available to somebody who is Bederach Rechoka for Pesach Rishon, far away. Ezuhi Derech Rechoka. What does that mean? Min Hamodirim V'Lachutz Chavinata L'Chol Ruach Divar B'Kibra. B'Kibra says that means that at sunrise on the 14th, you were as far away as Modi'im, which is about 15 Roman miles, so it's about 13 and a half miles outside of Yerushalayim. That's to the west, and that amount as a radius around Yerushalayim in every direction. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Iskupat Azara v'Lachutz. As long as you were outside of the Azara at the time of Shechita, you're called Derech Rechoka. Amar Rabbi Yosi, the Fichach Nakud Al Hey. That's why the word Derech Rechoka has a diacritical dot over it in the Sefer Torah, to tell you that Lomar Lomene Shorachok Vadai, not because he's really far away, Alu Iskupat Azor Vachutz. Anything outside of the place of Shechita, at the time of Shechita, is called Derech Rechokat. Amar Ula, Mina Modi'im Yerushalayim 15 Milin Havi. It's 15 mil from Modi'im to Yerushalayim. Sabar Laki Hadam Ramachanam Rabbi Yochanan, Kamal Lechadam Bayom. So he's following Rabbi Yochanan's statement that a person walks, how far in a day? Asara Parsaot. Now, important note, 4 mil in a Parsa. So you walk 10 parsa'ot, that means 40 mil in a day, average walk. So from dawn until sunrise is 5 mil, which means a parsa and a mil. So there's another 5 mil on the other end of the day during dusk, which leaves you with 30 during the day. So there's 30 during the day. The 15 of them are from sunrise to midday, and 15 from midday until night. So that means that if you were at Modi'im, the distance it would take to walk at sunrise, that means you would not make it to Yerushalayim in time for midday. So der chokah means somebody who cannot, under normal circumstances, get the b'shat shchita. How different would it be in an age of automobiles? Well, they had horses, and they didn't count that either. How do we know that it's 5 mil from dawn till sunrise? The destruction of Sodom is as the dawn was rising, the angels were pressuring Lot to leave. And so when the sun came over the earth, Lot arrived in Soar, which was that temporary stop that he had on the way during the destruction. He says, I know that from Sodom to Soar, I've been there, it's 5 mil. So from dawn until sunrise was that much, and then they figure the same thing on the other end of the day. Gufa, Amar Ula, Ezu Der Choka, Kol Sheyachol Leikanes B'Sha'at Shechita. That's Ula's approach. Rav Yehuda Amar, Kol Sheyachol Leikanes B'Sha'at Achila. Meaning that if you were so far away that you would not make it to Yerushalayim in time for nighttime. Amale Rabba Leula. So Rabba turned to Ula and said, Ledidach Kasha Lo Avihuda Kasha. Your position is difficult and so is his. Dach Kasha, right? Demar Kol Sheni Yechol Yikanez Pishat Shchita Tmei Sheretz. After all, somebody who's a Tmei Sheretz, Dein Yechol Yikanez Pishat Shchita. Not that he can't, but he's not allowed to come in during Shat Shchita. And Ula, if you remember, opposed Rav and said, you could do Shechita and Zrika for Tmei Sheretz. So why are you saying that if a guy can't make it to Shalim in time for Shechita, that's called Derech Rechoka? Well, Rav Yehuda Kashu, why? Rav Yehuda says that you only consider Derech Rechoka if you're so far away you can't get there in time for eating, nighttime. Rav Yehuda has the opposite position to you, and he says, we cannot include a Tmei Sheretz, even though he could come in b'shat achila at night, because it'll be tahor that night. Ula said to Rabba, I'm safe, and so is Rav Yehuda. Yilo kasha why? Derech rechoka l'tahor, ve'in derech rechoka l'tameh. Derech rechoka is specifically for somebody who's otherwise tahor. And derech rechoka, so that's a different rule. And therefore, my position is that if you can't get there in time for Shechita, you're considered a derech rechoka. Rav Yehuda lo kasha. Tmei Sheretz rachmana dachye. A Tmei Sheretz has been pushed off by the Torah. That's not my position, that's Rav Yehuda's position. Dichtiv ish ishkiya tamei lanefesh. If a man is tamei, milos kin ishchal shvi shlo erev Pesach. We're talking about a guy whose seventh day of tahara for tumat mate is on erev Pesach. Vilo achra rachmana lidchei. And the Torah still says he cannot do it. And we get that from the story where the guy said, and we saw earlier, but Rabbi Yitzchak said, but the next day they could have, which means it was their seventh day, just like a Tosh Yeratz on his one day, and the Torah pushed him out. So that's why a Rav Yehuda says that 20 sherets cannot be included. But still, if somebody could is otherwise tahor and they're just far away and they could get there in time to eat, Rav Yehuda will say that's good enough. Tana Rabbanan. So this is what I mentioned before. If he could get there with horses, today you could be in the Golan and make it to Yerushalayim in a few hours. So I might think you're chayav because you could get there by other means. Therefore, it says v'derech lohayah, meaning v'halo hayav v'derech. This guy is on the way and he's too far away. Let's say the opposite case. He's closer than Modim, but he can't get there because things are going slowly, there's traffic, whatever it may be. Meaning, if you're on the road on the way to Yerushalayim, then you're far away, then you're exempt. But if, on the other hand, even if you're close, but you're not attempting to come in, you're not baderech, then you don't have that exemption. Okay, we now have a tangential aside, again, about rabbinic cosmology. Amarava. Shita alfe parse havi alma. Right, so the way we understand this is that the world has a cycle of 6,000 parsot. Vesumcha derikia alfa parsi. And the thickness of the firmament is 1,000 parsot. Chara gemar v'chara svara. One of them is based on a tradition, and one of them is based on svara. Savala ki hadam ram v'chara v'yochan, and kamal v'chadam v'yon v'yom es parsot. It's all based on the thing that we said earlier, which is how far does an average person walk in a day? 10 parsot. So v'yoshu rakia chami shisha b'yom. So now, the thickness of the rakia is 1/6 of the day. Because the thickness of the rakia is 1,000 parsaot, and since a person can walk 30 mil from sunrise until sunset, and in the meantime the whole world is moving at 6,000 parsaot from sunrise to sunset, again the way that they imagine the sun rising and then coming down to an envelope and moving back, or sort of a shield and coming back, so that's 1/6 of the 30, which is the 5 mil. And so you see that it's 1,000 parsot because every time that a person walks 5, the sun is going 1,000 because the sun is going because it's going from behind its curtain, as it were, to above its curtain, to past its curtain. So now tiyufta de Rabba, tiyufta de Ula. So this is a challenge both to Rabba and to Ula, Tiyufta. We're going to pick this up again at the Tana Rabbanan in 3, 2, 1. Amar Rava, Shita alfe parse havi alma, that the world is 6,000 parsaot, which seems to be a reference to the cycle of the sun. Vesumcha derekia alfe parsi, the thickness of the firmament is 1,000 parsaot. One of them is based on tradition, one of them is based on svarah. So he's building, the svarah is building up on what Rabbi Yochanan said. We already saw Eser Parsot. So the thickness of the rakia is 1/6 of the day. So therefore, if the whole day is 6,000 amot, the rakia is 1/6 of that, and that's based on the idea that if the sun, from dawn until sunrise, where what they imagined was that the sun is moving out from behind its curtain and then going around it, and that's what dawn is, and that takes 1/6 of the day, because 5 million is how far you could walk during dawn, and 30 during the day, and another 5 during dusk, so the curtain time is 1/6 of that time. So if the whole thing is 6,000 parsaot, then the thickness is 1,000. Now, meitave, watch the challenge. Rabbi Yehuda omer uvyosho rakia achad mi'asara b'yom, that the thickness of the rakia is 1/10 of the day, not 1/6. Teidah kama alecha dam b'rini b'yom, eser parsaot, me'ar shachon etzachama arbaad milim. His position is that it's only 4 milim of dawn and 4 milin of dusk. Which means that if the entire day is 40 and it's 4 milin, 1 parsa. So in other words, 1/10 of that time is spent moving around the curtain. That means that that rakia is 1/10 of the span of the sky and not 1/6. So tiyufta de ramba, tiyufta de ula. So tiyufta. So lema tiyavi tiyufta de Yochanan. It sounds like the challenge of Yochanan's cosmology. Malach ana bi imamu hudamri v'abonan hu de katohu de kachashon de kadma v'chashocha. Rabbi Yochanan's answer would be, I'm pacing it on daylight, and the Rabbanan are going a little bit earlier and a little bit later with their dawn and dusk and nightfall, and that's why they extended the period to 5 instead of 4 milin. Lema tiyavitu to Rabbi Chanina. So maybe that's a challenge of Rabbi Chanina. Lo, Veitzu Shani, in the pasuk that we had from Stone, that's different because that's a good proof. Toshma, Mitzrayim, he arbamio parsel, arbamio parsel. The size of Egypt is 400 parsel squared. Tzrayim mechad mishishim bekush. Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Kush, which is Eritrea. Kush echad mishishim ba'olam, that's 1/60th of the world. Ba'olam echad mishishim began, the world is 1/60th the size of the garden. Gan echad mishishim be'eden, the garden is 1/60th of Eden. Eden echad mishishim be'genom, genom is 60 times that size. Ta'kolam kulok ekisuik der al genom, so the whole world is like a cover for the pot of genom. So tiyufta. So toshma, tana develiyahu. Rabbi Natan omer, kol ha'yishuv kulo tachat kochav echad yoshev. The whole world is under one star. You look at a star and you keep walking in any direction, the star is still facing you. So the whole world is underneath that one star. So Toshma, Agala b'Tzafon ve'Akrav b'Darom. These are constellations. V'chol Yishuv Kulo Eino Yoshev Ela Ben Agala l'Akrav. Shem Kulo Eino Havei Ela Sha'achat Bayom. It's all 1 hour. Shem Chama Nechneset Yishuv Ela Sha'achat Bayom. Hashem Chamesh Chama b'Mizrach V'Shav Chama b'Marav. At 5 hours, meaning like 11 in the morning, the sun is in the east, and 2 hours later, the sun is already in the west. Chatzis Sheis V'Chatzis Sheva Chama Omed B'Rosh Kol Adam. Right around noon, for that hour, it's above everybody. Tiyufta. Of course, there's much about the cosmology and awareness of the sky and of heliocentrism and everything else that's yet to be discovered between then and now. Toshman, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Machuva Yeshiva, To Bat Kol, To Rasha, V'Sha Shamar, Elel, Bamotei Avi, Damele, Elyon. Is interested in Nevuat Yeshayahu about Nebuchadnezzar saying, I'm going to go up to the heavens and I'm going to be like God. How did God answer? Yes, Tavat Kovi Amralo, Rasha Ben Rasha, you evil man. Ben Benosh Shel Nimrod HaRasha, Shemin Da'olam Kulo Alayim Malchuto, he's a descendant of Nimrod who built the tower. Kamash Shatav Shadam Shivim Shana, a person lives 70 years. Which 20 Shana? Okay, 80 years. Shemang Meshatem Shivim Shana, Mingosh 20 Shana, the Pasuk and Tilim Tzadim, in Ha'aretz Adar Akeel Alach Chamesh Mirot Shana. It takes 500 years to get from the earth to the sky. V'yoshua Akeel Alach Chamesh Mirot Shana. And then the firmament is another 500. V'enko Akeel Alach Chamesh Mirot Shana. It's another 500 between each sky and the seven skies, seven heavens. V'en Rakeel Rakeel Achel Sha'ol Turad El Yarkate Bor. And you, in the meantime, are going to go all the way down to the netherworld instead, and that is indeed what happens to Nebuchadnezzar. I continue on with this theme. Tanu Rabbanan, Chachamei Yisrael Omrim. So the Jewish sages said, Galgal Kavua B'Mazalot Chozrin. The earth stays in one place and all the constellations move around them. Chachamei Mot HaOlam, the Greeks said, Galgal Chozer U'Mazalot Kvuin. That the earth revolves and the constellations are set. Of course, we know that neither of those is true. Amarabi Chuval Divrehem Me'Olam Lamatzinu Agalav Dorom Akrav Tzafon. We have a response to them is that the constellations are always in a fixed place. Maybe it's like in a mill where things turn around, the center's always in the same place. Or like a bolt on a hinge on a door. Same sort of thing. Chachamei Yisrael said that the sun is underneath the firmament during the day. During the night, it goes above it and makes the same thing. So it makes like a circle and then a circle back in the other direction above the rakia so you can't see it. The Chachamei Mot HaOlam say the sun revolves around the earth during the day, and at night it goes underneath the earth. They all imagine the earth, of course, is flat. I'm a Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Midvareinu. And Rebbe said, they're probably right, because the geothermal springs heat up, and the assumption is heats up from the sun going underneath. During the summer, the sun is at its height. That's the whole world is warm, but the springs are cool because they're far away, they're deep. In the winter, the sun has a lower horizon. The world is cold, but the springs heat up because they're closer to the sun. The sun takes four paths. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. So during the spring, it goes over the mountains to melt the snowpack. Tammuz Av Elul in the summer, Mahalecha Pi Yishuv, and it goes through the settled parts, Kedeva Shalta Peirot, in order to ripen the fruit. Tishrei Mar Cheshvan Mikislev in the fall, Lecha Pi Yamin Kedeva Beshtar Narot, it goes through the seas in order to dry up the rivers so they don't overflow. Tevet Shvat Veldar in the winter, Mahalecha Midbar Shalya Beshtar Azraim, it goes into the desert so that it doesn't affect plants and vegetation that was planted, that is in the yeshuv, and so that it can grow. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yiskupa, back in the halacha, Rabbi Elazar said that even if you're just outside of the iskupa of the azara, the lintel, the entrance to the azara, that's called der chokav, afagav, the matzei aisle, even though you could come in, we don't say you have to go in. Atanya Yudi, Arel Shalom Mal Enosh Karet, Rabbi Elazar himself said that if you're an Arel, you get karet for not doing Pesach, even though it would take effort, a much greater effort than just walking into the azara to do it. The answer is, as we saw before about the issue of Shtmei Sheretz, and as Ula saved himself from Rav Yehuda, he said that the Derech Chokah is a special p'tur, so that if you're outside, or whatever the definition of it is, we say your location defines you as being p'tur. Rav Amar Tanai, he says, all machlokah Tanai in the Tanai, Rav Eliezer Omer, Ne'amar Yichuk Makom Pesach, Ne'amar Yichuk Makom B'Maaser. Maser Sheni, if you're far away, you get to be Podet, etc. Now, what's the din of Maser Sheni? Malan Chutz Lachilato. Maser Sheni, it's anywhere outside the city of Yerushalayim. You can be Podet. Once it's inside of Yerushalayim, you can't. Avkan Chutz Lachilato. So the same thing, if you're outside of Yerushalayim or outside of the Azara, then you are called Der Chokat. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Chutz La'asiyato. So not Chutz La'achilato, but Chutz La'asiyato. And therefore, it's outside of the Azara. K'man az lahadam Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Yosef b'tmeim halecha charov ha'omdin b'azara. When it comes to tmeim, we want to define if Am Yisrael is rabot tamei or not, and therefore we do the Pesach b'tuma, you look at most of the people in the Azara. K'man k'Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda shamar mishum Rabbi Eliezer, because that defines makom asiyato. Okay, I'm going to Rabbi Yosef Yichach Nakud Alahei. Rabbi Yosef, supporting Rabbi Elazar, said, that's why there's a dot over the hay to tell you, Derech Chokah doesn't mean really far away. Rabbi Yosef, Glinim, Derech Shomei, Ani Mahalech, Shnayim, Osh, Loshay, Amim. I might think you have to walk 2 or 3 days. Kshomer, Derech Lohaya. He wasn't on the road. Magid, Shemizkupat, Azrav, Alachutz, Karui, Derech. As long as it takes any sort of walking to get there, you're called Baderech. And if you're Baderech, then you are Patur from Pesach Rishon and have the opportunity to bring Pesach Sheni. Okay, we'll pause this point. We'll pick it up with the next podcast with the Mishnah and Sadi Hey Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.